From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Lawmakers in the Senate are voting at this hour on a financial reform measure. Earlier today, Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd called on his colleagues to put aside their differences and get moving on a financial overhaul plan needed to prevent future economic meltdowns.
What they're asking for is for us to step up, think carefully, as we've tried to do over the last year or so as we've gone through this process, and craft some ideas that would minimize that from happening again, so that there's not a huge part of our economy that's totally unregulated.
The White House still says it expects there will be bipartisan support for regulatory reform, despite a widely expected move by Republicans to block the measure on procedural grounds. The effort, described as the most sweeping overhaul of the financial system since the Great Depression, would create a mechanism for liquidating large firms that get into trouble. It would also set up a council to detect system-wide financial threats. The Senate is waiting to hear from several Goldman Sachs executives tomorrow in advance of the investigation subcommittee hearing. Chairman Carl Levin said the bank shifted its focus and bet against the U.S. mortgage market at the expense of many investors. More from NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
Goldman Sachs has said while it tried to manage its own risk as the economy turned south, it did not profiteer by selling its own investments short. The firm said between 2007 and 2008, it lost over $1 billion in mortgage-related securities. But this is not an argument Levin is buying.
Goldman used financial engineering to turn those high-risk mortgages into investments that were granted AAA ratings, selling them to pension funds, universities, municipalities, insurance companies, and banks, spreading the poison throughout the system.
He called Goldman Sachs' behavior representative of Wall Street banks and said it underscored the need for reform. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
In Afghanistan, the United Nations has ordered employees working in the southern city of Kandahar to stay off the streets. The order comes amidst increasing violence in the Taliban stronghold. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from the capital city, Kabul.
The UN ordered more than 200 of its Afghan employees in Kandahar to stay inside their homes and temporarily move several of its foreign staff back to Kabul. The decision comes after three explosions rocked southern Afghanistan's largest city early Monday. Government officials in Kandahar say a police convoy was targeted in two of the explosions. The UN says it's not permanently pulling out and is still committed to providing humanitarian assistance to the people in the city. There has been a steady increase in violence recently in Kandahar, which is the birthplace and spiritual center point of the Taliban. The insurgent group has been targeting mid- to high-level government and security officials, as well as aid workers and contractors. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Worries about financial reform weighed on bank earnings today. On Wall Street, the Dow was up a fraction to close at 11,205. This is NPR. U.S. officials have signed off on an order that will allow former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega to be extradited to France, where he has been convicted on money laundering charges. Officials who provided few other details would only say that Noriega boarded an Air France flight this afternoon. Noriega's lawyers had argued that as a prisoner of war, he should be sent back to Panama. Noriega finished his U.S. prison sentence for drug trafficking, but had remained in a U.S. prison fighting his extradition. U.S. Supreme Court is again refusing to get involved in a dispute between Great Lakes states over how to keep the Asian carp from getting into the lakes. As NPR's David Schaefer reports, the High Court rejected Michigan's request to close navigation locks in Chicago to keep the invasive species of fish from entering Lake Michigan.
Michigan's attorney general wanted the Supreme Court to reopen a nearly century-old case that allows the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois to divert Lake Michigan water through shipping and sanitation canals out of the Great Lakes watershed and downriver toward the Mississippi. Michigan and six other Great Lakes states argued the locks connecting Lake Michigan to the Chicago River and other waterways need to be closed because they are the last gateways for the invasive Asian carp to swim up from the Illinois River and into Lake Michigan. Scientists say the huge and voracious Asian carp could crowd out native species of fish in the Great Lakes, threatening a $7 billion a year fishery. Twice already this year, the Supreme Court has rejected Michigan's requests for emergency injunctions to close the locks, and now the court again is refusing to take up the case. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
And this just in, as expected, there is a vote this evening in the Senate on financial reform. Yeas 57, nays 41. That is insufficient to move the bill forward as expected. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.